let me touch on this. Lots of folks are asking the simple question, when is it time to plant my warm weather crop? When is it going to be time? My tomatoes and my eggplant and my peppers and all those things that love the heat.
Yeah.
And the answer is, So there's three ways we can look at that. There is the scientific way to look, there's the local lore, and then there's something what I like to call the language of the garden. And so in the last 50 years, the Department of Agriculture and home gardeners all across America have been recording the highs and the lows in all sorts of areas to come up with a chart that's called the last frost date. And so there really is a date to look at for our particular area, and that is the last week of May to the first week of June. So granted, there's little microclimates. Mazama is a different area than, say, the Methow down the river here. But rule of thumb, if you want to stick your plants in when they're ready and it's going to be warm and pretty much we're assured that the frost and the cold weather has passed, mm-hmm. we're looking at the last week of May to the first week of June.
Okay.
And I know that seems kind of a far off yet, and some days we're tempted, but look at what has come here in the last few days. You know, lots of cold weather, lots of snow in the high country, lots of rain. The soils are still moist and cool, and so anything that was needing heat that's out in the garden is getting really stressed out about now. Then there's the local lore to look at, and the old timers here who didn't have these scientific methods to follow looked around them and tried to follow what was being told to them. They looked up to McClure here. If you look up to the top of McClure Mountain, there is a spot of snow still there, lots of snow still up there, but it's what the locals look at every spring to see when it disappears. And when it disappears, it's a rule of thumb here in the valley that it's warm and ready to put those warm weather crops in.
Okay.
So that's another thing to keep your eye out for. And then there's the last thing that I like to call the language of the garden, and that is basically a simple thing about going out, spending time in your vegetable garden or in your backyard, and paying attention to what's happening. What is the wind still like? Is there rain falling? Stick your hand in that soil. Is it still cold? If you're wanting to put tomatoes in the ground, what is a tomato asking for? A tomato is native to warmer regions on the planet, like Central and South America, places where it's warm. And so we're trying to recreate those environments here for something like that to grow. So we just need to learn to be perceptive out there, to see what's happening, and follow that. So three kind of ways you can decide if it is time.